This is a podcast from the Business Times.
Good evening. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Here's your Market Focus Daily Closing Bell update. For the Business Times, I'm Emily Liu. On Tuesday, China's leaders announced targets for 5% GDP growth, 5.5% urban unemployment, and 3% inflation this year. Investors were disappointed by the lack of major stimulus measures announced to boost the struggling economy and property sector. The CSI 300 index swung between gains and losses, reflecting market disappointment. In Singapore, the Straits Times index fell 0.5% to 3,106.03. Shares of Tata Motors, India's most valuable car maker, hit a record high on Tuesday, a day after the company said it will split into two listed firms, separating its commercial vehicle business from its passenger vehicle arm. On Tuesday morning, Tata's stock rose as much as 7.9% to hit an all-time high of 1,065.6 rupees. Bursa Malaysia Derivatives Exchange, the world's leading exchange for crude palm oil futures, announced on Tuesday that it will launch a soy oil futures contract on March 18 to facilitate arbitrage between soy oil and palm oil contracts. This would be the first non-palm-based edible oil futures to be listed on the exchange.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is meant to provide general information only. SPH Media accepts no liability for loss arising from any reliance on the podcast or use of third parties' products and services. Please consult professional advisors for independent advice.